Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. I remember those days being on meetings literally all day. I had a calendar full of meetings, so bad that I opted to stay at home and work from there, even though I ran the site. What was the point of driving 45 minutes to work and 45 minutes home just to have my door closed and not be available to my employees all day? I was part of a global organization, so sometimes this could not be helped, especially around month-end reviews or those quarterly meetings that come up globally. And it really is tough to tell your employees that you're on Do Not Disturb for an entire day, because let's be honest, they do need you, let alone trying to find time in that day to try and get any work done, hence the 60 to 70 hour work week, right, leaders? And because we can't blame time, we can't, it is 24/7 and it does not change. It's about managing our calendars and managing our time best you can. So let's focus on the calendars today and what can you do. What I would like you to do is take a look at your calendar for the past month, or maybe it's the future month. Think about the meetings that you were at or that you're going to be attending. And do you really need to be there? Or did you really gain anything from being in those meetings? I really, really want you to focus and be honest with yourself on that question, because this self-reflection is difficult for some leaders. Some leaders believe that they need to be everywhere, but when you really look at it, you don't necessarily need to be there. So I challenge you to reduce the number of meetings that you hold, or if you really, really, truly can't get rid of some meetings, can you reduce the time? So get rid of what you don't need. And again, be really honest with yourself about, did I really need to have that meeting where all we talked about was, you know, the weather outside? Again, this is hard for some people to really say, I don't need to be somewhere. So make sure that if you feel that coming up inside of you, but you're not presenting and you're not a key person for that meeting, just have someone else provide you with the feedback or the notes from the meeting so you can follow up later. All right, another big thing. Leaders, you do this too. We all do it. We can have a lot of chit chat at some of these meetings, or meetings that go in the complete wrong direction of the agenda. Stick to the agenda in your meetings so that your calendar doesn't change. When we start the chit chat in meetings, or we have long meetings that go beyond what our calendar says, we could be dipping into time that our employees thought we were going to have our open door time or our open office time. If you're in those meetings and the chit chat starts and it's going, you know, suddenly 20 minutes has passed and you're still talking about those soggy donuts or whatever it is, you need to get back focused, or you need to stop the meeting and tell everybody that you will have to rebook. When your calendar tells you you have something else going on next, do not be late. Attend things on time, right? That's really, really important. It's also important to use your calendar, if it's online, then other people can see it, where you're blocking out focused work time. So that way you don't have maybe interruptions, people can't book meetings with you, but you're blocking that time out. So it is about focused work time. That way those full days of meetings that may or may not need to take place, you still have time to do your work. And yes, you may be like me where there's that one day every quarter where you just don't have a choice. But when you do, block out that work-focused time so you can get stuff done too. Then I want you in your calendar, especially if it's online and people can see it, to book open door time. This is so that your employees know they can come talk to you about whatever it is they have, and that you're going to be there to be attentive and actively listening and have your mind focused on them if they come to the door. Work on something that isn't heavy so that if they do come visit you during open door time, because it's on your calendar and they see it, you're able to focus on what their needs are. Another great way to manage your calendar is to color code it. And this can be really helpful in just seeing things that maybe you don't need. If you see myself, I used to have meetings in blue. And if I saw a sea of blue for this week, I would say, where do I need to be and where do I not actually need to be in those meetings? So you can color code. Meetings are blue. Maybe your open office time is yellow. Maybe something else is pink, like your focused work time. So you know what you're working on when, and you can better analyze your calendar if it's getting rough. Another little thing to do with your calendar is if you are having private or confidential conversations or meetings, or even if you have a doctor's appointment, make sure you're marking appointments or those meetings private on your calendar if it is being shared, because then all everybody sees is private meeting. They don't get to hear that you're going to be, reprimanding Tara for doing ABC. This way, it is confidential and it is private. Make sure your calendar is accurate. If you are going to be having a doctor's appointment, book extra time for it on your calendar so people know that you may not be available. If you happen to come back early because your doctor was on time, great, then you can have some open door or focus work time. And if you're a physical kind of calendar person, which some people still are, use signage on your doors. Do not disturb on your office door or your workspace, or even red or green colors to indicate if you're free or not. And you can do this if you don't have an office, by the way. Just put up a sign in your workspace or the color coding so everybody is aware that red means please leave me alone. I'm focused on something. There are ways to do that. You may never have a perfect calendar because honestly, perfect doesn't exist, right? We can just work to improve it using some of these tips that I shared today, or maybe you have other ways that can help you manage your time with your calendars. And always remember, time is static. We can't change it. How we manage it that makes life easier. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara this week. Did you know we have a Fundamentals of Leadership course, both on demand and live throughout the year? You can find out more about this and all of our leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.